Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Pleasantville students want to feed hungry people with the Meals from the Heartland event. Why are they doing it? What does it involve? And how can we help? Let's go in depth with Caitlin Sanders, Maddie Harkin, Matt Prill, Chris Peter, and Jessica Webster of Pleasantville. Caitlin, what's Meals from the Heartland?
Meals from the Heartland is a nonprofit organization that gets set up in various communities with church groups, schools like we are doing, or just other community groups. And what they do is they'll have assembly lines, and they're going to have people put bags under a funnel, and they'll scoop in soy, protein, rice, some corn, and then they'll bag it up and ship it out internationally to people who need the food.
Okay, so the food is provided, we just put it in a bag?
Yep, we have to pay for it. That's why we are raising $2,000.
So you've got an event, you want to buy food, pack it, and ship it overseas. Mm-hmm.
Each meal costs about 20 cents, so we want to do anywhere from 10,000 to 15,000, depending on our money situation.
So the more money that comes in, the more
meals.
Mm-hmm. More meals. And can we help? Can we come and help back?
Yep. If you make a contribution of, I think it's just $2, or buy a T-shirt for $10, you can wear your T-shirt in and come, and we will allow you to come and help with this. We want more help. The more help we can get, the better.
And Maddie, how did all of this get started?
We kind of just saw that other organizations were doing it. Being involved with FFA, State FFA, they do it. And so we thought that our school would just be out there and be known for doing it. It would just really, like, people would just look at our school as being helpful when we're a small school and nobody really knows about Pleasantville.
Okay, so you want to help and you want to let people know that Pleasantville does good things.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's cool. Okay. And Matt, why are you involved?
Oh, I guess Mr. Oliver asked a bunch of the teachers who they thought would be leaders and who they think influences everybody in the school and does good job in their schoolwork. And I guess he thinks of me as one of those people.
Well, that must feel pretty good.
Yeah, it does, knowing that I do good in school for other teachers to realize it.
And Chris, why are you involved?
I'm in a seminar group, which we have between every day between third and fourth hour, so I kind of just was mandatory for me to do it. It's fine. I think it's a good thing to do, but that's why I'm in it.
Mr. Oliver made you?
Yeah, pretty much. That's
have
okay.
Have you learned anything along the way? You're glad you're aboard?
Yeah, I'm glad that I'm helping out with it, and I think it's a really good cause. But.
And Jessica, why are you involved?
I have done this in the past, like Maddie said, at State FFA Convention, and also they do a similar thing up at Vets Auditorium up in Des Moines, and I had done it with my church group as well. So I've known about it for quite some time, and I've done it in the past, and I actually did it up at the World Food Prize as well, and we packaged 10,000 meals, so I think it's possible that Pleasantville can do the same. So like Matt said, I was chosen by our teachers, or whatever, we were all chosen by teachers, and think that we're good leaders, and hopefully can make this work and make it a success.
So you've done it how many times?
I've done it 4 times already, so yeah. But it's a lot of fun. It's kind of cool because in order to get people involved and really excited, every single time you're done with the meal, they encourage you to yell something or whatever. So I know at World Food Prize, we got really into it and started like doing some random stuff. So it was fun, yeah. Gets people going.
Has anybody else done it before?
No. I've done it at State FFA last year.
Was that fun?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I mean, you watch a video before you do it, and you actually see like what people are going through. So it's just inspirational that you're helping other people, and you know where it's going.
Well, I have to confess, I've done it too. I've at the Vermeer Pavilion. Had an event in Pella, and it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I poured some stuff in the wrong bags, though. But have you ever done that?
Yeah, I actually have. But I'm more the person that it's at the very end. I kind of do the stacking or the labeling because they have to put a label on it to make sure that it's that goes like the expiration date or whatever, because, and then the ones that we did a couple weeks ago at World Food Prize, the expiration date is like 2014 or something like that, because they have to get such a big like amount to go out to, at least go out overseas and stuff like that, so it has to have a good expiration date. So
more in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the Pleasantville students who are organizing the Meals from the Heartland event.
So you have to have some kind of an organizational structure. Each one of you must be doing something. What are you doing, Caitlin? How are you?
I am in charge of the media, so I was responsible for contacting you as well as some TV stations and some other radio stations and newspapers. We divided up into like media and then like our staff and fundraising. I know Jessica is involved with fundraising, Chris is involved with fundraising, and we have asked numerous organizations as well as other places such as like Fairway and Farm Bureau and Hormel, local places to donate money towards us for this event. And then there was also talking to our custodial staff, setting up the tables the night before, putting a tarp down. I mean, it's just a lot of responsibility to take place to get this done right, but it's been a lot of fun so far.
And Maddie, what are you doing?
I'm part of the advertisement. I wrote the letters that go to various businesses, to Pleasantville, Knoxville. I think we have some going to Pella and Indianola. I wrote those letters. I'm getting the posters organized. Hopefully those will be up within the next couple of days, and we'll get them designed and printed off by Heartland. And that's pretty much just what I do, advertising.
Okay, and Matt, what are you doing?
Well, I actually work at a bank, so I felt that, or we all felt that it was probably appropriate if I was the treasurer. So I collect all the money, write it down, record it, see what we need to get to get our $2,000, and then I also help with asking people if they want to donate and then collecting that money for the donations.
You going to be a banker someday?
Hopefully not.
Chris and Jessica, you're helping with the fundraising as well?
Yep.
Yes. We have asked for donations, like Mattia said. I know that our local FFA, the Pleasantville FFA chapter, is donating quite either $150 or $200. And also our FFA alumni is interested in not only just donating, but also helping having an assembly line out there with our alumni members. So hopefully we get enough money to help go towards this great cause. So.
And so how's the community response been?
That's the one thing we're trying to do is get the word out, because it's hard. I mean, being such a small community, we're hoping that people will see this as a great opportunity for Pleasantville to have some sort of payout to like other countries and things like that. But it's just a matter of people helping out and donating, because this is obviously like sale season for fruit sales and things like that. So it's kind of hard for people to donate, but I mean, we're just trying to get it out, especially like in civic organizations such as the American Legion and things like that. So we're trying to get the word out through posters and things like that around town. So.
And so is it just Pleasantville High School, or are the other schools involved too?
Just Pleasantville High School is involved in this one. So.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the Pleasantville students who are organizing the Meals from the Heartland event.
Now, when is the big event, when you're going to pack everything?
November 16th. That's when Meals from the Heartland is going to come in and bring us all the food. We will be doing that from like 8 o'clock until whenever we get done. So depending on how much money we raise, we might get done earlier if we don't have the money that we wanted. If we raise more money than what we had in mind, we would go longer. So it's kind of...
It just depends.
Depends, yep.
It also depends on how many people show up to help.
Yep.
So you need people to help you purchase this. You need businesses that will get some recognition from it, and plus they'll just feel good doing a good thing.
And it is a tax write-off. I mean, that shouldn't be the only reason why people donate, but it is a tax write-off, so that also helps because you are donating to a charity.
If you want it to be a tax write-off, make sure you ask me or Mr. Oliver for a receipt so we can get that to you as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you'll be providing receipts.
We have receipts. I actually have them not with me right now, but they're in my locker. So if you just ask, if you give a donation of money, like cash, ask anybody if you can get a receipt, and we'll make sure we get that to you.
Okay, so they can contact any one of you. Mm-hmm. People that know you can just say, here's $5, here's $20, here's whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are more people involved with this. There are 16 people total, and we have contact people, myself included, with Maddie and Mr. Oliver and Jessica. He kind of put us in charge of just being contact people, staying organized. I mean, everybody is equal involved. There are 16 people total, like I said, that are doing just as much hard work as we are.
I just can't interview 16 at once.
No, that's a lot of people.
Like, we all have the same equal part, but I mean, having the separate groups doing different things is going to make it so much better in the end. I mean, having 16 people doing one thing isn't going to get anything done. So they're doing a great job of putting everything together so we can have like a good turnout.
You said the date. What about the time?
Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning in the high school gym, the new gym. So.
And can anybody just show up?
I think if you can
pay the $2 or $10 for the T-shirt.
Yep, contribute. As long as money is contributed, anybody can come. I mean, we're asking $2. I mean, if you want a T-shirt, it's a Meals from the Heartland T-shirt. So you'll have, like, the design on the front and back, and it says volunteer. You'll get the whole shebang with that. And that is $10, only because $5 of that goes towards our actual fundraising for the food, and $5 of it goes towards the Heartland for the T-shirts. It's a pretty good deal. I mean, yeah, I mean, $2 or $10 for a T-shirt. So
okay, so you can if you can come with $2, mm-hmm. or if you're busy, you can buy a T-shirt.
Yep. You're still contributing your money, just not your time.
All right. So all of those small donations help?
Yes, they do. All of us got T-shirts or ever, and just within the 16 people that we have here, I mean, $5 of each of those T-shirts goes towards us. So that's just money keep on adding up. So it's either $2 or the $10 T-shirt. So I think either way, it's a great donation. So.
Well, it'd be nice if somebody locally decided to kick in a nice big donation.
Yeah. I think a good idea was maybe seeing if, depending on what our end result is with money, see if a local community can match that price. I guess it's kind of like a challenge with the community or the county, even if somebody could match that price for us. That would be great. I mean, even better than what we had planned for.
And if you want to donate, just to donate, that's acceptable as well. You don't have to buy a T-shirt, or you don't have to come in and help us work. You can donate for the goodness of your heart, I guess.
That works too, doesn't it? Well, this is all a great idea to help other people. But have you also learned something?
I've learned that, I mean, you do take a lot of things for granted. I mean, there's a... This not only goes to people around the world, but also goes to the people in the United States who, I mean, people think, oh, we're just sending them off to other countries, but it's also helping people here in the United States who don't necessarily get a full meal every single day. So, I mean, if you really look at it at the broad view, it is life-changing. I mean, if you watch the video beforehand, it's pretty inspirational to know what your food's doing and how it's helping people all around the world, including your own, I mean, the United States here. So
anybody else have anything to add to that?
It kind of makes you think of other people besides yourself, and I know it's only for a couple hours, but 10,000 meals can feed a lot of people, and so you just think about other people instead of just like, when am I going to eat when I get home, or like, they don't know when they're going to eat, so you just do it, and then you just feel awesome because you know that you fed them.
Yeah, not only is it inspirational, like Jessica said, just thinking about other people and how they don't have a meal every day or don't know when their meal's coming. It's a lot of responsibility to put this together. I think the group of people that are involved have done a great job with it. I mean, I've done a lot of activities that involve a lot of leadership, but this is definitely one that involves a lot. And I think it's just because we've never done it before. But I think that Pleasantville could do it either every year or every other year. I just think that's something that should get started within Pleasantville High School. I mean, it's just a great cause, and it's a very nice thing for us to do.
And so for those of you that have done it before and those that are doing it now, in a few months, you're going to be able to think, right now, somewhere around the world, somebody that's hungry is eating because I helped provide mm-hmm. them that meal.
Yeah, yes. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It's hard to think about. But yeah.
Thanks to Caitlin Sanders, Maddie Harkin, Matt Prill, Chris Peter, and Jessica Webster for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.